Hello?
Hello, this is Natalie from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. May I ask, what is your zip code?
14006.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear with your dog in the background.
Oh, I apologize. What is the year of your birth?
1982.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
Human.
I would say you're white, black, American Indian, Asian.
Well, my skin is the color white, but my race is the human race.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from a scale of 0 to 10?
In, like, my local community?
Probably yes.
Like an 8.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, do you each of the following matter to you this year? I'll read some from a list, and the choices would be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting okay. Abortion rights?
What was the lowest one on that?
Does not matter at all. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How do you feel about the statement of election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
How much does it
matter to you, ma'am?
Yes, a lot. Yes, it matters a lot.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
It matters a lot.
And what about protecting... Thank you. And what about protecting LGBTQ rights?
Not at all.
Thank you, ma'am. We know that people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? There is another list. The choices are nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
Okay.
I am so sorry, ma'am, but it's
that's okay. It's okay.
We have to ask. protecting abortion rights?
I'm anti-abortion, so I don't know how that ranks in your system. I would never vote to protect abortion rights.
Okay, thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
I would definitely vote for those, yes.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Yes, definitely voting.
And protecting LGBTQ rights?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided?
I would vote for Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat, Republican, or third party, or would you not vote?
I would probably vote for the Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more or too much less?
I would be much more inclined to vote.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
Thank you. This is a little bit long one. Here is a text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes and no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote no.
Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would... there are some choices. Would you say it puts LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
You're going to have to repeat that. Sorry.
Based on the amendment, do you think it would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution?
Yes, it would.
Do you think it would strengthen voting rights protections?
No, I think it would make life harder.
Do you think it would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
I don't know. I think, is there like an undecided or a neutral or something?
Yes, you can. You can choose undecided.
Undecided.
Would it prohibit housing discrimination?
Undecided. Yeah, and if I go back and answer the last couple questions, undecided too. I'm sorry, I don't really know the proposition that well.
No problem. There is a list for this. Would you mind if I beat them all. If you're undecided, then that is no problem.
Okay, sure.
Put protections for abortions into the state constitution?
Yeah, undecided.
Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions?
Undecided.
Give voting rights to immigrants?
Undecided.
Provide protections on the basis of gender?
Undecided.
Prevent discrimination based on age?
Undecided.
Thank you, ma'am. Now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Definitely no.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more less or more motivated?
More motivated.
Thank you. I am so sorry, ma'am, but there is a long list again.
Okay.
It's a series of statements. This ranges from 0 to 10 on how you feel about it.
Okay.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Okay. Zero, like, I'm totally against
strongly
it.
Strongly disagree, and 10 is strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, repeat the question.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Yes, 10.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
8.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
2.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
0.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
5. That's a tricky one.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Yes. 8. 8.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
5.
Thank you. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to the New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote no.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, of the following statements, which do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and that is much more convincing or somewhat convincing? Statement A is, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on natural origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In Europe, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against from discrimination of the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
I agree with statement one.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
Oh, man. That's a full statement. I'll just go 5 on that one, because there's a lot in that.
I am so sorry. There are 4 statements, but they are somewhat long like that.
Okay. That's fine. I might just, like, go neutral on all of them, but that's okay.
Okay. Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York's Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Okay, that's a 0.
Thank you. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Oh, I'll go 5 on that one too.
Thank you. Last statement. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that may leave New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
5 again.
Thank you, ma'am. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protections to the bill's states of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote no.
Thank you, ma'am. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat much more or less likely?
The same. I was going to anyway, and I still will, so the same.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and a 10 means you're extremely?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
In politics today, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is just part of the survey.
Okay.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Do I identify?
Yes.
What was the question? Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I guess a strong one.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, permanently disabled, temporarily laid off, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, or student?
Homemaker, yes. Homemaker.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5.
About 40,000.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All
right. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.